Barry Leung, joined Defence Health in 2008, part of the executive team there, and he's responsible for the development of strategies, provision of actuarial support, and successful operation of the program management office in the company there. Proud is Barry to be part of a not-for-profit health insurer, and he's actively involved in seeking innovative ways to improve the health and well-being of the whole defence community. Barry Leung.
Thank you. Thank you, Stuart, for the very kind introduction. It's an absolute pleasure this morning to present to all of you Defence Health perspective on sustainability. When I was asked to speak on this seminar, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is actually not government policy or growth in benefit, but actually our members. Consumers are important stakeholders in the health system, but are sometimes neglected in the conversations. Given funding by individuals was the fastest growing area of non-government expenditure in health, members have the right to be heard. As Cindy mentioned already, to a lot of members, health insurance is a bit of a strange animal. It provides protection and peace of mind, but also avoids additional tax burden or future penalty in the form of lifetime health cover loadings. It's hard to comprehend. Most people don't want to touch it. But when they do engage with it, though, some of them experience surprises which can be difficult to understand, like excessive price increases and unexpected out-of-pocket expenses. All these perceptions lead to increasing mistrust of the sector and perceived poor value for money. As an industry, we need to build that trust. How would members ever pay attention to our messages, our programs, and any media if they don't trust us in the first place? At Defence Health, we believe it starts from putting members first and their interests at heart. All our capabilities are built around the desired member experience, backed by a good understanding of the Australian Defence Force or the ADF. We want to earn that right to be part of the defence community. Our journey to trust building focused on two key areas, customer engagement and our people and culture. On the engagement front, we demonstrate an understanding of not only health insurance, but most importantly, the needs of the defence community. This applies across all aspects of our operations, from strategy development to day-to-day operations. I would like to illustrate our approach using two different examples, the assistance we provide to personnel who leave the ADF and the design of a health insurance offer to defence families. Around 5,000 personnel leave the ADF every single year. Transition into the civilian world can be daunting, as many aspects of a soldier's life are organized by the ADF. Housing, employment, mortgage support, and many different kinds of entitlements. When they discharge, they lose all this support, and that can be overwhelming. Most of them have no experience of the civilian health system, as their healthcare is comprehensively covered by the military. Through market research and conversations with the Department of Veteran Affairs and ex-military members, we know they do not understand Medicare, hospitals, health insurance, or even the fact that they need to go to a pharmacy to get medicine. I would like you to show examples of how we address this transition challenge. This brochure is specifically developed to help discharge personnel to navigate the health system. It makes no assumptions about the reader's knowledge of health and details the most basic elements of our health system. In addition, our regional representatives attend all transition seminars that the ADF organized for discharging personnel to answer questions on health insurance. We also recognize their previous military service and make it easy for them to obtain health insurance for the first time. We waive all waiting periods if they join Defence Health within 2 months of discharge and offer a 10% discount for 12 months after they join. Since these changes are made, there has been a steady improvement in member efficacy in this particular segment. Our latest customer satisfaction survey indicates 88% of ex-military members will recommend Defence Health to their families and friends. But more can be done to ease their transition into the civilian world. We are in the process of creating a microsite featuring information relevant to transitioning and serving members, and more information outlining differences between health insurance and healthcare entitlements that this member may receive from the Department of Veteran Affairs. Family members of defense personnel are actually a very important element to the overall capability of the ADF. Defense personnel wants to know that their families are being well looked after when they're deployed. Being defense health, defense family is one of our core segments. Defense families face some unique challenges that civilians may not understand or appreciate. For example, due to the posting requirement of defense personnel, they may need to move between defense bases and states every few years. Due to deployment of military training, personnel may not live with their families all the time. While post-traumatic disorder of veterans and personnel are widely publicized in the media, the impact of mental illnesses on family members are not that well known. Anecdotal evidence suggests children with a defense family background are more likely to have developmental delay and other disabilities like autism. The ADF total package are offered to defense families is designed to address these needs. The package is nationally priced, so members will not see any change in price when they move between states. The package also provides higher rebates on modalities like speech therapy and occupational therapy that defense families with special needs children may require. We also provide parenting and family support, starting with the My Baby program, and work with other interest groups like Defence Families Australia to identify gaps in services and evaluate our role in filling those gaps. The launch of these products and services improves our brand image and the number of applications from the defence family segment. As we continue to build better engagement, we're discovering new ways to add value. Parenting and children support is a key area, as well as health navigation and the mental health of family members. Through addressing the needs of our constituents, we want to move the conversation away from price, but to the value of the cover and the tangible support that we provide to the community that they belong to. An organizational culture that embraces our purpose and mission is critical to building that trust factor too. Every staff member at Defence Health is fully committed to serving the defence community. We continue to invest in our people and cultures to strengthen that commitment. One of the key activities we're undertaking is the refinement of our organizational values. Every staff member is involved in the process, from brainstorming to voting on the values that we should adopt. The Defence Health values of trust, excellence, ownership, respect, and community illustrate the way that we want to interact with one another and with our customers. We communicate these values to our staff through internal communication, ongoing staff activities, and we even name our meeting rooms based on these values. As our staff is fully engaged throughout the process, not only do they observe this value day to day, but also becomes the best advocates of these values to our customers. Customers with a military background also expect us to know the defense language or lifestyle. To ensure our employees are well equipped, information on the ADF is included in our induction program of all new employees. We also provide everyone, from board members to customer service consultants, exposure to the ADF lifestyle. Directors and executives have the chance to visit defense bases and talk to personnel. We also invite personnel themselves to come to our office and speak to us about their lifestyle. All of our regional representatives who provide face-to-face contact on the ground are either active reservists, ex-serving members, or spouses of defense personnel. We want to demonstrate to all we know defense. The effort I mentioned is what's behind our excellent level of staff engagement and the member-centric culture. Despite our success, we cannot rest on our laurels and must adapt to the changing environment. In light of growing negative sentiment towards the health insurance sector, as a not-for-profit organization, we remain focused on the needs of the defense community. We'll further reinforce our engagement with customers through deeper involvement in their wealth and well-being, targeting issues that are more pertinent to the defense community, like mental health. We will also consolidate our member-focused culture and prepare our people for potential changes in the market. Lastly, I would like to share with you this post on our Facebook page. Little Riley is chronically ill and has been in and out of hospital for a little while. He has spent over 370 days in hospital. The family is struggling financially and emotionally, but when they contact us, they said they were never left out of health insurance because of the amazing care that Riley receives. In return of their support, our CEO sent him a really lovely teddy bear, and he absolutely loves it. I think it is moments like this, showing genuine care and support, that creates the best path to a sustainable future. Thank you.